But really,
well, that was one that that cop hasn't been here.
Oh, so maybe we should move around. Dr. Stern's coming.
What? What?
We have an Dr. Stern. Maybe we should.
Oh, yes, come, come, move over, come. Lovely.
Okay, thank you.
Not a Coca-Cola fan, as I said, but sometimes, you know, you need it for a special emergency. especially in front of the dentist, you know, I... Anyway, he probably takes them himself, you know, on the side, like, so the customers can't see it, but when you're in the fix. Okay, Bishop, welcome, my boy, and welcome to our Helik HaChavura, to our group here tonight. I always thank the Bnei Shalom that we have the whole Helik HaKimsa, that we can be together. It's really a gift from Hashem. We don't realize. You say, well, we have a shul, we have a group. It's a natural kind of thing. There's nothing natural. If we have, you know, the auspices to be together, we have light, we have a table, we have a beautiful table and chairs. Every aspect of it is a gift from the Bnei Shalom. We have to thank Hashem. We have to realize that it's a gift from the Bnei Shalom. Excuse me. And also, that the Bnei Shalom puts into the cheshek, into the minds, and to the understanding of the people in our group, that they appreciate what we do here. You know, that's also a special Siyaka Dishmaya. The things that we do here are very, very important and very choshev, and we should have not even standing room here. But you know, unfortunately, not everybody understands, you know, the importance of it. So that is a gift that is if you're blessed to understand how important this is and what a high priority is. That is a matana from the Baruch Hu. Okay, Rabbi Shai, the last time we got together was last week, right? And last week we spoke about the inyan of brachas, you know, to appreciate that in the course of the day, many of the of the things that we say, the how should we call them, the metaphors and the sayings that we say to each other, the niceties, it's a beautiful thing to say them, but besides that, you have to actually brachas. And if a person realizes they're a bracha and it's machaven, when he says those niceties, so the power of the bracha is awesome. But you have to believe that Bnei Shalom, that just by saying the words, it's very difficult to accept it, you know, and to really believe it, the Bnei Shalom, that just by saying the words, you have the power, mamish, to do something with your words. We quoted from Rashi and the Chumash. Rashi and the Chumash, the first rendezvous that Kodesh Baruch Hu had with Avraham Avinu, one of the first things he told him was to hate bracha, right? One of the first things was bracha. And over there, Rashi explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that up to now, the koyach of bracha was in my hands. Hashem says, and now I'm giving it over to you and your progeny. What does that mean, the koyach of bracha? There's a certain thing in the Shemayim that's called bracha. And that thing, when it has the power, when they bring it down to this earth, that where something is missing, either it needs a refuah, or it needs money, or it needs a chshidach, anywhere and everywhere that something is missing, this koyach of bracha has the power to be mashlim. It's a power, it's an energy, and the way you access it, you access it through dibur. Your words have the power to access it. That's how you get to it. It's not tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. Tefillah is a different thing. Tefillah is that you appeal your case to the Bnei Shalom. You're talking to the Bnei Shalom. You say a bracha, you're not really talking to Hashem. You say refuah shleima. It's not like you talk to Hashem. You saved his word, the Jewish Lema, that had the power. Now, we mentioned, just because it had the power, it doesn't mean that you're going to jump up on the table immediately and do a kazatska. This guy, you know, he's in a wheelchair, he's saying, Jewish Lema, watch out, you know, he's going to jump up and do a dance on the table. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be, you know, such a rapport that you'll see it with your own eyes, you know, in 2 minutes. But there's something that's towards the cause of his that's advanced in the right direction through his bracha. And that like that with parnasa or whatever you give him a bracha. It's a bracha that needs a shidduch. And you say, give him a bracha, and you find that the shidduch for korah. So you're advancing the cause for him. That's what a bracha is. I don't want to elaborate too much. We spoke about it last week, as I said. I just want to, again, mention to the Olam, very important point, that we didn't work on it because, like, we want to work on brachas, even though it's a wonderful thing. It's a marvelous thing. I'm sure that people in Avad here who spread brachas in Ramat Beit Shemesh, you know, I'm sure that you look at the papers of the Mazel Tovs and all the Simchas, I'm sure that there's some new names on there because of our Chabura last week, you know. And Mazel Tov, of course, also had a Rafur Shalema, and, you know, but the purpose of it was for the brachas. The purpose of it is that one of the main things we do in our chabura is that we try to develop our sensitivity to other people, to care about other people, and you know, and to be concerned about other people, and to focus on other people. So when we're just using the bracha, if you have in your hands an accessibility of something that we believe by Mudah Shleimi can really help somebody, right? How could you not use this, you know, to help somebody? So we were using the bracha really as a tool to stimulate our sensitivity to care about other people, right? It was like a means to the end, was like, which is many of the obvious, the exercise that we do here is to try to stimulate our Ben Chavero nerves, you know, that we should develop this tremendous koach that we have in ourselves to be concerned about other people, which is maybe one of the most important cornerstones of a whole Yiddishkeit. Avraham Avinu, he was our founder, right? Avraham was our founder. And Avraham Avinu, he got away with chesed because he was emulating the Baruch Shalom who shows himself as the Baal Chesed, right? So this area, this issue of caring about other people, it's maybe one of the most, if not the most important issues in the whole Yiddishkeit, right? So the Indian, so it wasn't so much the bracha, but we were using the bracha to stimulate and to develop our concern for other people. It's important to understand that, Rabbi said. Okay, so Rabbi said, Chalta was the Vata, the Rachta, we did it, now we go on, Bez Hashem, we have a new area, Rabbi said. Can you share this with somebody? Want to say L'chaim? Want to say anybody? We're talking about so tonight, Rabbi Say, I'd like to speak about in Yonah V'Yoyma, our Pashas HaShavua. You know, when Chazal split up the Pashas, right? So, it's not the Pshat Stam, you know, that these Pashas, these weeks, are, you know, the centers of these weeks were Era, Bo, right? So you say, well, you know, it comes out now in this time because that's the way they split it up. It just happens to be now. But we're taught that it's not just them, like your Mavri Sedra, you know, Shnai Mikra, Tagum, and you go through the Sedra these weeks. But these are the Sedras of these weeks. That means there's something about this time right now in the essence of the time and we're now in the Shema that's really connected with the Parshas Yishvua, right? In other words, the Parshas Yishvua the Parshas Yishvua now dealing with the Yisiyat Mitzrayim, right? And the Yisiyat Mitzrayim is the really Yisoid of our whole Yiddishkeit is based on Yisiyat Mitzrayim because that was the greatest demonstration that the Baruch Hashem made of his Malchus in the world, right? So when we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not like Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's, you know, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they looked out of Mitzrayim. The greatness of Yetzias Mitzrayim is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Hashem could have taken us out like with a coup d'etat, like, you know, Castro could have come along, made a fight to power or something, and we went out, you know. But Hashem took us out through the means of He demonstrated that He's the Melech HaOlam, that He's Sholeit in the world, that He created the world, and He Sholeit over the Bria. Excuse me. That was the greatness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was how Hashem took us out. So if in these parshas we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, that means that it's like we're reliving whatever we have in the parsha. It's like we relive it in the time when we learn them. So it turns out that these parshas, it's like we're reliving the Yetzias Mitzrayim in these weeks. And if through the Yetzias Mitzrayim we have the greatest demonstration of the Ribono Shel Olam, so that means in these weeks we have like a gilui, a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, like we had in those times in the Yetzias Mitzrayim when they went out. We have him now. In other words, this man is called it's mesugel, you know, to have a kinyan in the moon these weeks, the most that. You know, it's an interesting point that Rav Miller, that is the brother, used to tell us a very, very interesting point. That Kedai, you know, just to hear this point of us, to hear tonight, it's a very interesting thing. He pointed out that Kimak always, whenever you find in this farm, or anywhere in the Gemara, that something that's Mesugel, or Kavaras Avinus, so usually it's connected with a Chizik in Amunah. You know, like an example, yeah, these weeks it's Shovism, right? Everybody knows, Shovism is a man, I'm familiar with it, right? So Shovism is a time that it's Mesugel for Kaparas Avinus. So these weeks it's Mesugel for a Kinyanim and Amunah, everybody said, because this is like we're reliving the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So like the Pashtus of Shovism, the sources in the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Yista, but here I'm giving like a partial logical reason of why these weeks should be the symbol for Kabbalah, because these weeks is Ein Lecha Chitik and Amuna, right? Because these are the weeks of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and so we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is the whole source of Amuna Kodesh Baruch Hu from here. So it's like very smart that you have to come on. I mean, Kabbalah, you know, the Nistar, but besides the Nistar, like it's a logical thing that these groups should be the symbol for Kabbalah Sabbinus, because his mind is very simple for Amunah. Now, just Agavuch, an example, Rav Miller used to give us another example, but it says Friday night. I think the Gemara says that when you say by Chulu Friday night, the two malachim put the hands on your head and they say, "Surah Anecha b'chol chatzotcha yichupar," something like that. So, like in other words, they give you kaparas avinus. Of course, it's not better than Yom Kippur. You know, you should. It probably comes along with tshuva also. You have to do tshuva. You don't get like a free ticket. You know, and that free ticket of kapara, you should do tshuva. But it's dumb. Good to know that everybody says that when you say by Chulu Friday night, it's designed to be Mahara the Tshuva, and the Gemara says that you know, put your hands on your head. And they say, you know, that should have a Kaporas Avinus. So, what's Vayichulu, everybody say? Vayichulu is a declaration of Yamuna, the Bria says, Vayichulu Ashamayim, or as the false song, right? It's a declaration of Yamuna. So it's very Gishmak, and it comes together, you see, together with Kaporas Avinus. Another example is Kiddush Levana, right? Kiddush Levana is also brought down to time for Kaparas Avinus. So it's brought down also Kiddush Levana is a time for Chizik and Emunah. You see that the moon comes and it goes. So it's Ma'ara to us, you know, that you know, it's like a change of thing. And it's Ma'ara for us, the Emunah, it goes both of that. He's Sholeit, you know, and you see, the Shlita, he's changing things. he's making this way, he's making it that way. So the Kiddush Levana is supposed to be Chizik and Amuna, and this is wrong, bring down that the siblings were, you know, for Kapar Sabonis, right? So anyway, everybody say, you know, very geschmack that this is true, but the question is, how do we get this chizik? How do we get this chizik from the Esamakis and the Kriyas Yamsuf? How do we get, you have to draw a chizik from it, everybody say. How do we get the chizik from it? So, there's two steps that we have to do to get that chizik. First of all, we have to visualize it, you know, you have to, in order to have the amunah that it happened, so we have to work by sensory perception, whatever we know about the makis from the chazal, and the, you know, the things that you've read, you have to try to picture it and make a realistic picture in the head, like a simulated flight, you know, that we have that power. We have the power of our imagination to visualize it. So whatever we know about it from the Chazal or the Russian or, you know, whatever you've read about the Makis, so try to visualize it that way. Some of the scenes are even look, comical. Yeah, Pradeya, you know, jumping all over the place, and literally, you know, he's about to fall off the dreamland, and all of a sudden, you know, the clock starts jumping up and down under his pajamas, and his blanket, and the pillow, you know. There's a story, Chofetz Chaim, that he was sitting alone in his room, and they heard laughter coming out of his room. So it's a very odd thing. Maybe today wouldn't be such an odd thing, but Chofetz Chaim, he's sitting alone and he hears him laughing. It was like a very strange thing. He looked into the room, and it was, you know, the parsha says Shavua, you know, this parsha, and he was holding a chumash, and he said, "Oh, Svardeya," and he started laughing and laughing. He said, "Oh, good day, you know, like, let him have it, you know, like, kel nekomos Hashem, kel nekomos Hashem, that Baruch Hashem is taking out, you know, the kama on the goyim, and, you know, all the suffering that they did to the Yidden, they're getting it now, you know." But he was laughing, was he laughing? He was visualizing this scene that, you know, this mystery that comes home from work, you know, and he's, about to, you know, to sit down to his soup, and there's a bullfrog sitting in the soup, and, you know, under the surface, he's about to dig into the soup, and all of a sudden the guy does a standing word jump, you know, right, mama, it's like his face, you know, he saw this, he started laughing. Some of the scenes actually I think comical, but the point is to try to visualize it, make it as real as possible. That's one thing. The second thing that we're saying, we know, tell the Kumbas Hashem, tell the Zabia, Kulam Chokhma Sisa, that everything the Baruch Hashem does is a tremendous Chokhma. You know, they have some of the books today. People that study, you know, in the medicine, they don't need these books, but, you know, those of us that haven't studied, medicine, you know, but they have, today they have a lot of books that are made for laymen that go a little bit into depth of different parts of the body. You start reading those books, you know, you can faint from awe when you see, like the Chochmah, you read about the blood. You know, all the parts of the blood. It sounds like science fiction. This chemical, that chemical, this leads to that, and that leads to this. You start reading it, you become dizzy from, you know, from what's going on there. It's frightening. You feel that you're familiar with it, right? You have to study every part of the body, the chemistry of the body, how it works. You know, and reading it, you know, even in a layman level, they break it down. The Zohar says before Mashiach, so the Mayanis of Chochmah can open up. you see, opened up, you know, have these electronic microscopes and electric and more and more and more. You see things that they're 30,000 times magnifying cells, red blood cells. And you see what's going on there, worlds and worlds of things that look like they're intelligent beings, all these different, you know, cells and the, you know, how they react to one another. It's worlds and worlds, like it's unbelievable. And this is Bnei Shalom, Kulam B'Chochma Atzisa. So the Bnei Shalom wants to make a demonstration of himself, that he's in the world, and he takes, you know, water and changes it into blood. So there's a reason for it, there's a story for it, it's like Chochma there, you know. So what's the Chochma? You know, maybe the Chazal speak about it, but it's up to you to try to think of what kind of svara, you know, could be there. What kind of, this is a demonstration of Hashem, and I'm sure it's full of tremendous Chochma. So, like, you try to think of what kind of Chochma could be water turned into blood. So when you start thinking about it, like, you say, what do I know? I mean, it sounds like funny a little bit, no? Like, water into blood, what can be? Listen, they're to punish them, you know, so the water becomes something revolting. But it's more than that. So I just give you an example of one of my own thoughts that I have with it. You can think about your own thing, an example. You know that the life is in the blood, right? The life is the source, right? You know, because of prayer, you know, because of oxygen. But they always knew, Adam Hu HaNefesh, that because they knew that if you bleed, you bleed, so then, life goes out. So life is in the blood. Excuse me, now, we know that the source of all Gashmis in the world really is water, right? That's where materialism world is called, you know, Gashmis Geshen. So in other words, there's some process that water eventually changes into blood, right? You know, it starts up with water, and eventually through all the metamorphosis that take place, you know, it goes to the animals, you know, goes to the ground, it makes plants, the animals eat it. Eventually it becomes, the water becomes blood. Which is a very, very complex, you know, transition. So, the Mitzrayim said, who is Hashem? This is Hashem, you know. Hashem says, no, I am. You know, this water, in the universe, water. This water becomes blood. That blood is, that's your life, the blood. How does that change? How does that, this water becomes the blood, and the blood is your life. So who makes that metamorphosis? Who makes that change? Because I'm the one that does it. You know, you're alive, you're living because you got your blood, and your blood comes from the water. You know, see, if, who is Hashem? So allow me to introduce myself. I'm the God. I'm the one that makes this change. You know, I'm the money changer. I'm the water changer. I'm the one that changes the water into blood. You know, I'm the one that takes this water and makes the blood and gives you life. Right? So you want to know who I am? That's who I am. And he shows this. You see, this is what I do. I take this water. You see the water in the nevus, and then it becomes blood. I'm the one that does that. So if you like to know who I am, I'm the one that gives you life. You know. This way. It was a very deep lesson, a very deep lesson he's telling them. You know, it's one of the most basic lessons, you know, that you're alive, you know, and you're walking around and you're kicking. You should know, it's from me. You know, this is the one that gives you your life. But it's a rayon, you know, like, sounds like such a strange thing. Water and blood. So just you know, machshava, how, you know, it could be a very important basic lesson, you know, in each makkah you can take like that, the tzvadeya, what could be a tzvadeya, less than a tzvadeya, frogs jumping over the plate, what could be a great place? You have to think, you can imagine, try to think of something, a deep lesson, you know, one direction might be, just to give you, a direction, the muscles of the frog are one of the most powerful muscles there are in the world. No, from the world of Muslims. Of course, you know, it's only relative, but when they make experiments with Muslims, very often they use bronze, because from the proportion to the body, like one of the most powerful muscles that you see, you know, among in the animal life. In fact, that's where they discovered that that muscles that work with electricity. The experiments he made, the original experiments were made with frogs, and with the muscles from the frogs, right? Remember that. Anyway, they're just saying that. So now we know light comes from Hashem, and everything we do is with our muscles. We talk with our muscles, everything we do with our muscles. So could these frogs represent the koyach of muscles? So, no, now we know your life comes from Hashem, so what do you do with your life? You do things, you do it with witness. So maybe frogs are symbolic to the world of movement, you know. It's machshava, you know, something, you know, a kivun, Rabbi, a direction. So I was saying, I want to run out to make the bus. Beis Hashem Barach. So our Ugdal Maitza is every day pick one marker and first of all try to, you know, for a few minutes try to picture it in a realistic, cautious way, right? Sensory perception. Try to visualize it as much as you could, and then spend a few minutes thinking about it, like I'm doing now. You know, take the aura and you know, the shin. If, you know, try your best if you could use your imagination and your kach of Kiddush to try to see if you can come up with some idea like I just did now with you, the original machshava. You know, so when you first start, you think to yourself, what do I know? You know, what could it be? You know, and then you start sticking with it, and you see that Hashem help that. You know, things start opening up, you know, if I say. Alright, so is that clear? And also, when we're kind of the mitzvah twice a day of Zechir, Zechir, Mitzrayim, so try to have special kavana. Twice a day, you know, at the end of Krishna, we have the mitzvah deraisa of Zechir, Zechir, Mitzrayim. And with that, maybe next week we'll talk a little bit more about that also. Okay, everybody say, okay, clear. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם, הורה נפשות של הבריאה וחסד נחמה שבו הלך לקיים נפש חי, ברוך אל העולמים. שיריים, אלוהי שאני שומעת. That's from the Philadelphia. I mean, seriously, somebody, you can have it, but I have to run out and make the bus now. Okay, everybody say, wonderful to see you all. Bracha, 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 b